Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on Dungeons and Dragons.
Six suits of ornate plate mail stand in this area as if on guard.
I'm first.
I'm second.
I'm last.
As you get about 10 feet into this room, Nulara, as you get about 5 feet into this room, the first two suits of armor to your left and right spring to action and strike out at you.
No.
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 It fills the armor with this crackling energy, but then explodes it outwards. And flying from it, you see a bloodstone that bounces off the wall and towards the exit, and you are in a room of even more mayhem and chaos.
Okay, what's next, guys?
As you begin to examine the room again, the shadows start slowly rotating till they shrink into the gnomon.
We can put all the gems on the sundial.
You reach at the exact same time, and your precision is accurate, and they all fall through and disappear.
Podcast over. Bye, guys.
Well...
Really? You don't think there's a portal that they just went through?
I stand on the gnomon.
Thea disappears. Flint crawls in and everybody falls harmlessly back into the sundial room where the shadows are pointed at every single exit. The curving path you follow suddenly twists to reveal a proper maze. You hear the pounding of hooves is a massive stone gorgon.
I really hope that we never figure out D&D.
Me too. It's
I
fun.
Like the way we do it.
I like the way we do it too.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. We are a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore, and with me today is Amy Moore.
I have a pink fuzzy robe on, and I play Thea Amastasia.
And also sporting nightwear attire, maybe Carla Johnson.
I am not sporting nightwear attire, but I did literally say to Amy when we got on this call, you're wearing the robe. I missed it so much. The robe was like one of our original players when we started playing around the table.
It was.
Also, I play Nulara Moonbrook.
And Tom Laird.
And I am wearing my Queens of the Stone Age concert tee from when I saw them back in January. And I play Flint Firebeard.
Russ, what are you wearing?
I am wearing an Avengers Infinity War Thanos t-shirt.
It's a little too intimidating. I meant to
it's
say something like
pretty
Thanos
hard.
On it is aggressive.
Oh, he's good. Like, yeah,
I don't like it.
No.
She doesn't like it.
I wear it.
Go change your shirt, Russ. It's upsetting, Carla.
And I've had numerous people say I am offended by that shirt.
Oh,
as
wow.
I walk through the door.
Okay.
So,
I mean... That's
and
Russ.
He doesn't care.
I don't
he
care.
He is a real troublemaker.
That's me. That's me. Yeah. Welcome, everybody. This is the podcast, and we're going to jump right in to the podcast. But first, a message from us.
About
we love
the podcast?
You.
We love you.
R.E. the podcast.
We noticed that you've been listening, and we appreciate you.
Oh, we do appreciate you.
That's true. Yeah.
Definitely.
It's like a little PSA.
Yeah. I mean, it's just nice to throw it back just a little bit.
Yeah.
You know.
Also, you look great today.
Yeah.
Oh, you really do.
Real good.
Okay, now pause 50. For response. Good.
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 That's
yeah.
Funny.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where I was kind of going with this is we're on Patreon.
Wow.
Wow. That is. Ooh, yeah. That's.
Whew. I don't know how I was going to get there.
It's a 90 degree turn.
Yeah. And when you're on Patreon, you get a random episode dedicated to you. And today, this episode is dedicated to Katharina Sindelar.
Thanks, Katharina.
Sorry if I pronounced your name wrong.
Yeah, Katharina, you're awesome.
You rock.
Also, if it's Katarina, we apologize.
Oh, 100% we apologize.
100%.
Yeah. But there's a TH in there, so I feel pretty confident maybe Katharina.
Could have gone either way.
Yeah.
It's a cool name. It's very melodic. I'm deeply into it.
Mm-hmm. Patreon.com/DumbDragonCast. Go check it out if you're interested in supporting us just a little bit more. But, I mean, if you just got to listen, that's totally cool, too. Fuck it. Let's play D&D. You're still stuck in a maze.
Yeah, we are.
Boy, howdy.
Why are we so happy about that? Oh, yeah.
I've just accepted it. This is where we live now. This is our life. It's fine.
Guys, it can't be. I need to find guacamole.
You're right.
And there are people wondering about her.
Oh, there's a lot of people wondering about guac, but I'm very confident that we are going to hashtag find guac.
That's right.
So you have currently find yourself in perhaps another maze after you went down a pathway and you ended up in what appears to be a more differenter type of maze, perhaps even a bit more real.
That's the Queen's English, by the way. More differenter.
A more mazy sort of style maze, I believe.
A more mazy maze.
Yeah, like maybe it's a corn maze.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
That's whimsical.
Right? Maybe just on the other side, we hear like children pony riding. And there's, people picking pumpkins.
Sure. Mm-hmm. To make pumpkin spice lattes out of.
Which are now available as of yesterday.
Starbucks, get on board. Sponsor this podcast.
3 weeks ago as this recording is released.
Oh, 3 weeks ago, the pumpkin spice latte.
We're right on top of it.
Never mind.
It's more seasonally appropriate for us to be talking about such autumnal things when this episode actually comes out. So yep, well
that's
done,
true.
Us.
Yep.
Yeah.
Way to go, us. Screw you, Starbucks.
We want them on board, Russ.
Unless you want to sponsor this podcast, then we're into it.
Is this like when you were going to badmouth Google the other night? Come on, Russ. Get it together.
Come on. All these could be potential sponsors of ours, because I'm sure Starbucks sponsors.
They're itching to get in the podcast game.
Mediocre D&D podcast.
Google Industries and Starbucks are looking for us. If you are, give me a call. 555- That's
Russ.
The thing that people need to understand, there's like far fewer people in Canada, so our numbers are only three numbers.
That's true. Yeah, that's very true.
Russ got 555.
And it's on rotary, too. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, our phone is on the wall in the kitchen as we speak.
There are cell phones, but they're the 80s Zach Morris brick cell phones.
Exactly.
We really just use them to throw at each other when we're angry. But that doesn't ever happen because this is Canada. Let's face it.
Very genteel.
So we're in a maze.
So, yeah, the curving path you follow suddenly twists to reveal a proper maze cut out of the surrounding hedges. Moments later, the pounding of hooves rings out and a Gorgon charges out of the greenery towards you. Roll for initiative.
Does it smell like Gorgonzola?
Nice.
Thanks. I'm here all day.
I got a 20.
23, I think.
7.
Sorry, 27, Amy? That's very good.
Right? No, it was just a 7. Isn't Gorgon from Trolls? No, not Trolls, sorry. Smurfs.
That's Gargamel.
That is Gargamel. Isn't a Gorgon like Medusa and her cronies? Aren't they Gorgons?
I believe so.
Gorgon in this case.
Yeah, I'm talking real world Greek mythology here, Russ.
Bull.
Yeah.
Stone bull.
A stone
bull.
Yes,
that does sound, yes.
Well, that's just confusing when we're talking about myths. They can't just take a name of a thing and make it the name of another thing.
That's true. That's not allowed.
I mean, I guess it is. Wizards of the Coast. Way to be confusing. I'm going to go first. Is that what you were saying?
That's what I said. Yeah, Nulara, you are up first.
How far is old Mr. Gorgon from us?
The Gorgon has just come out of the greenery.
Okay.
And he is now 25 feet charging towards you and your friends who are standing in the middle of a maze. There is an opening to your right as you look at the Gorgon, and an opening behind you and to your left.
Well, I'm just going to try and stab it. I know it's really big and muscular and looks like it's got some kind of armor on it, but I'm pretty irritated and would like to get out of this maze. So whether by success or death, I care not.
Okay, so you're rushing forward, charging at the Gorgon.
Yep.
All right. Roll it up.
All right. Well, that was only a 14, so that probably didn't do anything.
Nope.
It's okay. I'll try again.
Okay.
Well, that was a 13, so that probably didn't do anything either. I'm just going to I'm going to scooch.
A little sachet.
Scooch.
Have you seen that gif of, and it was also in the show, of Homer Simpson just like...
Into the shrub?
Into the hedge.
Yeah, just going to do one of those moves.
Sure, I get that. Okay. So yeah, you charge forward 25 feet, swinging, it's glancing off of its horns, but you don't connect solid and sidestep off, allowing it to continue charging forward
just
to your friends.
Shing shing noises.
Okay, yeah. Well, Donnie's going to try. He's going to first try to recharge the old breath weapon.
Yep.
Didn't work. So he is probably going to... Sure. He's going to try and bite this charging bull. Because why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he, you guys? He's worried about Guac, too. They're best friends, you know. That is a 16.
16 will not hit.
Okay, well, he's going to try and recharge his breath weapon again. And it didn't work again. So he's going to try and bite again. And he doesn't, because he got a 10.
We're off to a
whole lot
start.
Of nothing
so
happening.
Good.
I'm going to swap out my dice.
Donnie leaps and flies just above, not too high because he's worried about the Guac syndrome, and hovers above the bull that's charging towards you and takes a couple bites at its back but misses. And the Gorgon continues forward.
I feel like he flies above it and just is like this, nah, and just licks down the Gorgon's back.
And just as he's about to reach the group, lets forth a giant green plume that goes 30 feet out in front of it, encompassing Flint, Thea, Thaddeus, and Flamikins, who all have to make a constitution saving throw. Yes, you have to make the constitution saving throw.
Everyone has questions about poison.
It's not poison.
I know, that's why you were confirming they had to do it, right?
I crit failed.
Oh, that is... not great, Amy. Flint got a 19. Thaddeus got an 18.
I rolled with a different dice for Flamikins. It's an 18 for her.
Whew.
I know, I just swapped all my dice.
Three of you are fine, and you just this cloud comes up and over you. Thea, however, we'll get to that in a second. The bull, as it releases this gas, continues charging forward, moving to gore Flint, as he is the first one... in the way.
Gorgon.
With a 21 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
So that's 15 piercing damage, and you must make a strength saving throw or be knocked prone as it is in a trampling charge.
Okay, so I'm going to take 12 hit points because I can lower these things by 3 due to my heavy armor master skill. Strength throw, that's a 19 plus 4, so 23.
You are not knocked prone.
Suck it, Gorgon.
And then as you are gored and kind of knocked to the side, the cloud settles and you see a stone figure, and Thea is what's called petrified.
Oh no, just like a basilisk does.
So you can, at the end of your next turn, you can make another saving throw, and on a success, you are no longer petrified. On a failure, the target is petrified until freed by a greater restoration spell or other magic.
Shit.
Next up, in rotation, Flamikins.
Russ is bringing out the big guns as far as side effects for us fucking failing saving throws these days.
It's true.
I mean,
yep, that's a tough one.
Things get real.
Flamikins, can I be hurt if I'm petrified?
You have resistance against a lot of stuff if you're petrified.
Nice.
So Flamikins, as right into the Gorgon's face, Flamikins hurls a bubble of acid, and it must make a dexterity saving throw, which it does not succeed on. And that is a high roll, so that is 6, 12, 17 acid damage against this Gorgon's face.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go, Flamikins.
Oh, I mixed up Flamikins and Flint. Two FLs in that list.
Ah.
So, Flint, you go now.
Okay, so being as it kind of knocked Flint off to the side, I'm guessing I'm just to the side of it as opposed to in front of it?
Yes, so it has charged like 5 feet past you.
Okay, I'm going to go alongside it and kind of swing my axe in an uppercut fashion right where like its front legs meets its upper body just to get in that joint.
Yeah, for sure.
And that is a 25.
That will hit.
Come on, big money. 13 damage on that one. And I'll continue attacking it in the same spot. That's a 21. Nope, 22, sorry. That's another 13. We're consistent on the damage front. And a 20, but not critical.
Yes.
Okay. And that's 12 more damage.
With, like, down and up swipings, you're working into the joint, and you see, like, cracks begin to form on the front shoulder, creeping down the back of this Gorgon, as it is Thaddeus's turn.
All right.
Everybody make a perception check as well as Flint is deciding.
Can I perceive anything? Okay. I didn't think I could.
Thaddeus got a 23, and Flint critically failed.
Carla got Carla's not there. New Lara got a 23 as well.
Carla's not here, man.
Flint's too focused on defeating this Gorgon, but the 23s, as the dust is settling, you notice a diamond kind of in the middle of where it shot its blast of petrified breath, which he would currently be standing right over top of. So the Gorgon is currently standing right over top of a diamond.
So the Gorgon is standing over the diamond. Like, as if the diamond is in the floor?
Like, it's just a diamond that is placed on the ground. It's not inset in anything.
Okay. Oh, I thought Thaddeus had Mage Hand.
Does he have one of those hand spells?
Right?
Where he can grab things?
Thought that would be very handy, but I'm not seeing it here at all.
Handy.
Yes. Thaddeus is going to touch the stone statue of Thea and cast Resistance on it. So she has an extra d4 to a number rolled on a saving throw of its choice.
Aw, thanks.
Okay.
I'll need it. May I roll two d20s? Because
if
I think
you have advantage on
if I add them together, I could maybe get 10.
It's possible.
Oh, and Thaddeus kind of gets out of the way as well.
So he can go, like, back into his right as far as where the Gorgon is, or back into the left?
He will go...
To the left.
Back into the left.
So kind of just in that doorway there. So he runs back and down and just out of sight, or just, you know, peering around the corner at the action happening. Thea, you get to make a saving throw.
Yeah, I do.
Do it.
Do you remember what kind of saving throw it is?
Well, I don't care. I rolled a 19. Is it Constitution?
It was a Constitution.
Okay, so 21. So
and you can add a d4 to it if you want.
Whoop. Do it. Did my 21... I'm pretty sure my 21 made it.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
The effect ends. So the stone begins to fall away from your skin, but that is the end of your turn.
You see me doing this, like, when you have, like, one of those face masks on and it gets all crackly.
Exactly.
You're making all those faces.
Back to the top, and that's new Lara.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try again.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 27.
So you're rushing back towards the Gorgon to attack?
Yeah, I'm
going to
stab it in the butt.
Nice.
Well, I'm behind it.
Right.
So realistically, I'm going to stab it in the butt.
Yeah. Hey, the butt doesn't have horns.
This sounds better. I'm going to stab it like in the rear flank.
Oh,
sure. How about that?
Well, you do have all that animal handling stuff. So.
Just a fancy way to say butt stab.
12. So that's 18 damage.
Okay.
I'm going to stab it in the butt again. I'm going to stab it on the other side of its butt. No, maybe I'm not. 16.
Does not hit.
16 is not a butt stab. Okay.
Not a butt stab. It's a glance off its...
It's a spank.
Stony hide.
Okay.
You just spanked it.
Donnie's going to try and recharge. Didn't work, so he's going to try and bite. That is a 23.
Yeah.
For 6 damage. Recharge attempt, recharge fail. Bite attempt, 25.
Yep.
And 7 damage.
Wear is beginning to show, and the cracks are beginning to spread throughout this Gorgon as it is its turn, and it rears up and stomps to the ground and releases another petrifying breath, which spreads out and encompasses everybody except Thaddeus.
Yeah, Thaddeus.
Everybody's got to make a constitution saving throw again.
Oh, God, I'm glad I didn't use that
d4.
15. I'm 18. Using the d4. I got a 20.
Flamekin's got a 19.
Flint got a 20.
Donnie, did Donnie roll?
Donnie got a 12.
So as the cloud comes up, you hear a thud, like a stone hitting the ground as Donnie falls to the ground from the brief small height that he was up, and he too is petrified.
It's not as bad as it looks, Donnie.
The Gorgon jumps through the greenery in front and comes back out from the other end down by on the other side of Thea and begins charging back towards you but does not make it as far.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Since it was charging past Thaddeus, does he have an opportunity attack?
Yeah, I'll give you an opportunity attack.
Yeah. All right, he's going to swing his Warhammer at this bad boy. And that is a 22.
Yep.
And 9 damage.
Woo!
His hit stops him in his tracks, and he turns and looks at him. And now it is truly Flint's turn.
All right. How far out from Flint is this bad boy now?
30 feet.
Flint is going to grab his dwarven thrower and throw that bad boy at this fucking Gorgon.
Yeah, ranged weapon.
And that is a 17.
17 will not hit.
Okay. He's going to do the same thing again.
So you throw your hammer and recall it back to you instantly.
That's right.
Only to whip it again.
That's right. And this is a nat 20.
It is. We haven't had a nat 20 in a long time.
Yep. Feels like a while, yeah. So that's 17 plus 5 is 22 damage.
Tell me how your hammer destroys this Gorgon.
Well, after it missed on the first flyby, it noticed a little weak spot where we've been hitting the Gorgon repeatedly and there's cracks showing. So as Flint let it fly again, it strikes true and shatters the Gorgon into a million pieces.
Yeah, it does. Thea shakes off the rest of the rock and goes, "Woo!" dusts herself off. Good job, team.
So your hammer strikes true and the Gorgon explodes and crumbles and begins to mist up into the air. And you have seemingly defeated the Gorgon.
I don't like the sound of that seemingly.
You have defeated the Gorgon.
Yay!
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't say seemingly.
Mm-hmm.
When the Gorgon's destroyed, does Donnie magically become unpetrified?
Negative.
Okay. Guys, can somebody help me out here?
Thaddeus is going to cast that same spell again. That resistance spell.
Should I just roll?
So
for
it would
him?
Be Thaddeus's turn. Flamekin says, so "I can't fucking do shit." Thea.
No, sorry.
And then it's back to you and Donnie. So yeah, we'd say you'd have to make a Constitution saving throw at the end of his turn.
That is a 17.
You can add a D4 to that if needed,
and a D4 because why the heck not? That is a 21.
You see the stone begin to retreat from Donnie as he stands up. He's like, "Well, that was a shitty experience."
Yeah, but we went through it together, Johnny.
Yeah, high five over here. All right, with my hand claw, which clearly I have.
Yeah, weird, right? Didn't we decide that it was like weird baby hands?
Yeah.
And also you have a pretty bitchin' hat, so.
Right?
Well, not anymore. Now it's just tiny.
But that makes it even more bitchin'.
That's adorable.
It's adorable.
Nulara, you told me that it was adorable. Is it not adorable?
Johnny. It's adorable. You look amazing.
Oh, I wouldn't lie to you. Have a complex.
No, I gotta hang out with you all the time. I wouldn't want you to look like an idiot.
Shit, all right, where are we?
We're in a maze, Donnie. I think the stone is at the
same place we've been forever.
Somebody ought to pick up that diamond.
You look back to the diamond and it is gone.
Motherfucker.
Well, how about Thea turns to her right and says, how about we go this way?
You guys, do you go as a group? Do you split up? What are you doing?
Well, traditionally, we love splitting the party, so.
Oh, we never split up.
Yeah. You kind of follow each other around throughout this maze. About a minute passes as you're trying to find some sort of exit, and you seem to be just kind of looping around, not really getting anywhere. And you hear the beating of hooves. And charging out from in front of you, Thea, the Gorgon returns. Releasing his breath directly down towards you. So Thea and Flint need to make a constitution saving throw.
If I get stuck and I don't get to fight this Gorgon again.
That's an 18.
Oh, yeah, that's an 18 without any added fun.
So you're fine, but you get a gore attack there, Thea, for a 19. So that's going to be 20 piercing damage.
Ow.
Yeah. And you must make a strength saving throw as you are thrown about.
13.
And you are knocked prone. And as a bonus action, the Gorgon stomps on you with his hooves.
Holy shit.
For a 17.
That will hit me.
For another 15 bludgeoning damage.
Oh my god.
Damn.
So he is currently on top of you and will continue in initiative order. So I guess we'll go back to the top there. Nulara, you and Donnie are up.
Did he drop a diamond when he released his breath weapon?
Yes, you see down in the mist a crystallizing diamond form as he is stomping on your friend.
Okay, I hope my friend starts crawling towards that. She's really tough. She'll be fine. In spirit.
Yeah.
She's tough in spirit. Her body is not that strong.
Weak and brittle.
She's very willowy and slender. Okay, I am going to, try and stab the guy. That is a 20. 19 damage.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it again because I got a 22.
Mm-hmm.
It's 22 damage. Donnie's going to try and recharge. Hey, it worked, guys. Guys, it worked. So he is going to... Well, God, can he even do that? Where is everybody here?
Thea is directly underneath the Gorgon.
So if he shoots it up a little.
She's all flat on the ground.
Oh, yeah. I'm so flat on the ground.
So prone.
I'm trying to be very, unassuming and...
Yeah.
Prone. Yeah.
So maybe he'll stop stomping on me if I pretend I'm not there, sinking into the grass.
Mm-hmm. I think that now that Donnie has recharged, he's not going to shoot fire when Thea's right there. Seems like a bad idea. So he'll do a bite move, which is a 19.
Okay.
For 7 damage, and then he will do that again. But that is only a 14, so that's probably a big ol' nothing.
14 doesn't hit, so Donnie leaps almost on top of and begins biting at the Gorgon as it begins attempting to buck him off. And Flint,
what's the deal with this diamond, Russ? Is it directly below the Gorgon? What's the situation here?
Yeah, it looks like it formed, like it started its breath kind of as it came out of the greenery. So it's kind of just behind where the Gorgon is right now.
And since the Gorgon is all distracted from stomping on Thea, would I be able to make some sort of acrobatic run and jump kind of off to the side and maybe go grab this diamond?
If you roll for it.
Well, I suppose I could roll for it. This is D&D after all. Hey, nat 20 yeah. again.
Whoa. Oh my goodness. Oh,
the sweetest of flips occur.
Yeah, so I do like some parkour moves using like the hedge, the side of the hedge, and like run up the hedge kind of crouching tiger style and jump in behind and grab this diamond.
Okay, as you pick up the diamond, Thea and Flint make a perception roll. Thea at disadvantage because you've got a Gorgon stomping on top of you.
That is a 16 for Flint.
14. I rolled a 15 and a 14.
Plus an 8.
Oh, right. Plus 8. 22.
You've been adding your modifiers?
Yes, I have. Okay. Just not right yet.
I mean, have you?
So Flint, as you pick this up, you and Thea hear greenery like moving. And you see down the corridor behind you, a doorway open up about 30 feet down the next aisle that you were right beside there.
Do I alert everyone? Can everyone else see this? Is it just something that we can see? What's happening here?
It's just something that you two have seen. Everybody else is kind of out of eye shot of where they would be able to see it.
Should we like attack this thing or like disengage and run for it? What's the group consensus here?
Run, Flint!
But you're kind of trapped under this
thing. I'll army crawl my way out. It'll be okay.
I don't want to abandon everyone. Carla, any thoughts?
It's in the moment, man. Time's ticking. Turn's going to be over in 5, 4,
yell something.
3.
I'm going to attack the Gorgon.
Okay.
Stab it in the butt. You're behind it, right?
I am behind it. Going to pull a real Carla butt stab here.
Yep. No, Carla's not there. It's new Lara.
Yeah, but it was Carla who wanted to do the bust. That's a 25 on the first attack.
Yes, sir.
So that's 14 damage.
Okay.
I'll give a second attack, and that's a 21 on the second attack.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, that's only 10 damage.
Swiping your axe into its butt, you begin to
he'll butt chop.
Create new butt cracks as it becomes Thea's turn.
Oh, God. Does this thing have me pinned with its big
no,
fat
you're not,
fucking hooves?
You're not pinned. You are prone, though.
All right. While I'm prone, can I cast a spell?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to wild shape.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm going to wild shape into a winter wolf.
Okay.
Look at me with all my hit points. I yell, guys, a door. Yes, winter wolves can speak common.
We've already basically. Been over it. It's, fine.
It's just been so long since she wild shaped.
These are for the, it has been, yeah, it has been. And, you know, for any new listeners.
Sure.
So, yes, they do speak basic common. And I say, guys, a door. And I disengage.
Flamekins yells, a window! It's not
from,
a riddle,
from
is
the
it?
Window.
To the wall!
Yeah. Yeah.
Sweat drips from
yep. Finish okay, the lyric, right, Russ.
Right, seems all like right, it would be a song Flamekins would be into.
That's
it
true, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/dumbdragoncast group. I don't know what the fuck it is. Go put that song in there now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and the Beyonce to the left.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Had a couple in this one. So I yell to them that there's a door and I want to disengage and
yep.
dash to the door.
Okay, you are.
I'm gonna D&D disengage and dash.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, how far are you going? Or like,
well,
you going?
I can move 50 feet.
Okay.
I'm gonna go right to the fucking door.
Okay.
And just wait, because guys, I'm hurting real bad. I want nothing to do okay. with any yep. more fighting.
That's fine.
Not with this bullshit.
Right.
Flamekins comes around the corner and she's like, what's going on? Oh, shit. And then Flamekins casts Dimension Door.
Ooh, what's that?
She teleports herself from her current location to another spot within range. And she arrives at exactly the spot desired. So she's going to Dimension Door herself. Right over. Oh, that's the Gorgon.
Wow. Excuse me.
She sends the Gorgon over to the.
Why, Flamekins? Why?
Flamekins dimension doors right over to the door, and then it's Thaddeus's turn.
Thea starts like big time. Like, what the? Where did. What?
She's like, poof, she comes in like almost at a run. Like, hey!
I like snarl like. Arr!
These squares on your map are roughly 10 by 10?
Exactly 10 by 10.
I think if Thaddeus like. Hugs the fucking the shrub wall and dashes over there, he can just zip right on over to that door.
Like, you guys have been walking around the maze, so you kind of have a feeling that where Thea and Flamikins is, he could get to from the other side. It's just based on your travels through. So he could dash and get to Thea without even passing the Gorgon.
Okay, he will do that then.
Yeah, so
wait, maybe Thaddeus, he should like, yeah, no, he'll do that. That's fine.
Yeah, so Thaddeus turns and heads back down a pathway that you guys have kind of researched and heads back to the group over there. And then it is the Gorgon's turn.
Boo. Boo likes you.
Go home.
And as the Gorgon kind of sees all the commotion of everybody running away and moving, Flint, you look down in your hand and the diamond begins to disappear. And as the diamond disappears, so does the door.
Son of a bitch.
And the Gorgon releases another breath out in your direction, Flint, and down and Banks around the corner to where Flamikins, Thea, and Thaddeus are, and you all need to make a constitution saving throw.
Seven.
Okay, it probably doesn't hit Thaddeus, but
Thaddeus is just out of range for all these things.
Yeah, he's lucky.
It's pretty good.
That's a 17 for Flint.
Oh, Flamikins doesn't do well either. So Flamikins and Thea are now petrified. And Flint, you see at the base of where the Gorgon is, about 10 feet away, a new diamond forming in place. And just for good measure, the Gorgon charges you with a
of course, yeah.
Oh, it doesn't do well, though. That's a 14.
Oh, hooray.
Yeah. Nulara, you're up.
So whereabouts is that diamond?
It is about 10 feet in front of the Gorgon. So on the opposite side of where you are currently located. It turned and faced towards Flint and the rest of the group.
So I have to stab it in the butt again.
Wow.
Why is it always behind? I'm not really into butt stabbing all of a sudden. Just is always facing away from me. Or maybe I always have been.
I was going to say, I mean, everybody's got secret character motivations, right?
This is like an M. Night Shyamalan level twist here.
Yeah, it's my twist. Butt stabs. Okay, so let's go for the old butt stab. That is a 25.
Yeah, that's a solid butt stab.
And that is 8. That is 24 damage.
Whoa!
That is almost the most I could get. I'm going to do it again. I'm not going to do it again. That was a 12.
Well, like you needed to. You just gave more damage in that one roll than I have since we started recording this episode. Because it was zero. I've given zero damage.
Okay.
How far, okay, are our map positions right now accurate?
As far as I've been trying to keep up with them, so yeah, they should be fairly accurate.
Have you determined in canon that breath weapons go through shrubberies? Because I feel like you have. Didn't that just happen with the Gorgon?
Well, it went through like the doorway in front of it and banked around, like it hit the wall and kept going.
Well, I noticed that it's bleeding butt is kind of sticking behind that.
Oh, well,
hedge.
That's because I can't put it anywhere else. Like it just where the thing.
Fine. That's okay. I think Donnie's going
to. Sure, its butt is hanging out.
No, it's fine. I mean, it's a fire weapon, so fire can go through trees. Trust me, as we have all learned in British Columbia.
Oh, yeah.
Light this shit up.
Yeah.
Fire can go through trees. So he is going to do his fire weapon, which means ye old Gorgon needs to do a dex save.
It's not going to be good.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be a 7. It's going to be a 7.
The set save.
It doesn't see it coming. It just goes straight up its butthole.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, boy.
Did Donnie put his lips to it? Like, how is this happening?
Oh, my God. Yeah. No.
What with the visual?
Not the butthole. It's too far, Russ. Did you hear how many dice that was?
It was a lot of dice.
Every time I get to roll a lot of dice. It's 22 damage.
So canonically, he's blown this fire up his butthole.
No.
And cooks him from the inside out. And bursts in a cloud of stony dust vapor. And as he does, those watching the diamond, it does the same thing and dissolves into the ground. So we're going to go through and make some saving throws at this point. It would be Flint's turn next. If there's anything you want to do, Flint.
Go and cheer real loud for Thea's saving throw that she's going to make.
All right, make a constitution saving throw, Thea.
Please. Nat 20.
Whoa.
The stone
I have to whisper to my dice.
The stone right? begins to fall away and you are back the same. Flamikins, however, did not fare so well. And as the stone falls away, you're kind of just watching Flamikins, hoping the same happens, but nothing does happen.
Hey there, I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. Thanks for joining us for episode 53 of Dungeons & Dragons. It's all about that butt. As mentioned off the top, if you enjoy what we do and can support us in a monetary for perks and rewards fashion, visit us on Patreon, where we have many different tiers and rewards to give you access to amazing bonus content. Patrons have access to tons of cool stuff like monthly bonus episodes, character sheets, naming of NPCs, and much, much more. Right now, patrons can go on and fill out a survey to let us know what they currently like and would like to see more of in the Patreon community so we can help mold it and make it the best that we can for the people who are taking advantage of it. So if you're a patron, go fill that out. And if you sign up to be a new patron, you can fill that out too. Check out all the details at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Another way you can support the show is to share a link to your favorite episode or just the show in general to social media. Talk about us to your friends and family or write a review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever else you can rate or review podcasts. Every little bit helps get us out in front of all those people who hopefully will love the show as much as you and we do. And thanks to Sirenscape for some of the amazing atmosphere in this episode. Make sure you check them out at Sirenscape.com to bring your games to life. Links for everything mentioned today can be found in the description. And the next episode will be out Wednesday, September 19th, when maybe, just maybe, the adventurers will be able to get out of this darned maze. Maybe, I make no promises, but maybe. But let's jump back into the action and see if they can figure out this diamond riddle. Diamonds can be pricey, though, so you know it might be tough. Have a great week. We'll talk soon.
Thaddeus kind of gives the old, like, chin, like, thinks about it for a second. He says, I might, Russ does the voice for this guy, but he sounds like an old man. He says, I might have something for this. And he digs around in his spell component pouch, and he opens up a couple different containers, and he can't quite find what he's looking for. And finally, he finds the container with the ruby dust in it, and he puts a little bit in his palm and just blows the ruby dust over the statue form of Flamikins and says, heal thyself. He's casting greater restoration.
The ruby dust sprinkles down over top of Flamikins, and she was like standing with her face in like a weird kind of motif.
Seems pretty normal for her.
And as the stone falls away, she's like, okay, we're back. Are we out yet?
Nope, not yet. Guys, we gotta game plan this. It seems like we only have a limited time with the open exit and the diamond. So I think next time we gotta have people like make a break for the exit right away, and then we gotta get lucky with some acrobatic type of stuff and get that diamond and go.
Agreed. How's everybody feeling?
I've been better, but I'm okay.
You're still in wolf form, right?
I am.
Perfect. That's good, because that will be more acrobatic than
I assume probably. Everybody's gone over to where faster. The stone features were, thereabouts.
Well, yeah, if everyone was like... Rrr.
As you guys are like game planning, you begin to hear the sound of hooves again. So this is your time, so if you're doing anything in particular...
Okay, you guys, as soon as you see the diamond, one of us will grab it. Once that stone door opens up and makes itself known, we just need to hightail it there. Get it? Hightail it there? I swish my tail.
I mean, agreed. I think whoever grabs it, run to the door, and try to open the door. Maybe the door will stay open once it's open.
As you finish discussing this, out of the greenery right behind Flint, you hear the charging hooves of the Gorgon as he runs towards and blasts its petrifying breath out and down towards Flint, Thaddeus, and Thea.
God, I had to be in the fucking corner. Please.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
11.
Thaddeus got a 16 and Flint got a 15.
And I say, not again, mother. And then as I turn to stone.
Thea turns to stone again, and Flint and Thaddeus are fine, except for the charging trample that Flint receives. That's a natural 20.
Damn.
35 piercing damage, and you must make a strength saving throw.
Fuck.
So that's 32 damage. Let me just subtract 3 from that.
Small victories.
Oh, boy. Okay, that's a lot of damage. And a strength throw?
You bet.
And that is a 15.
That doesn't make it. You are knocked
that
prone.
Makes no.
And as a bonus action, it tries to trample you with its hooves.
Wait one goddamn minute.
Waiting.
I am going to use my indomitable skill and re-roll a saving throw that I fail. 17.
Woo! That makes it so you are not prone.
Yay!
And it doesn't trample you with its hooves.
Even
yeah,
better.
Yeah, that doesn't feel good.
Doesn't feel good.
It did not look fun when you were doing it, so.
Nope. Nulara, you are up.
Did it drop a diamond?
You were around the corner.
No, but it did take a big shit, right?
So unless you move around the corner, you may not be able to see.
If only someone else who could see asked. Regardless.
Right? Do you remember the plan?
I am going to...
I was busy saving things.
I know you were rolling around and like not getting stomped on. It was amazing. I assume I couldn't see. I'm going to come around the corner, though.
Yep.
And, you know, I guess try and stab it in the front this time, which seems crazy, but well, maybe it'll work. Maybe it'll work. It's a 25.
That will hit. So you push your way through and make it in front, not on the hedges, but you're like, yeah, you're beside Flint, not standing
she
on top of him.
She can stab it in the front and the back.
Yeah.
So that is 24 damage.
Okay.
I'm going to try and stab it again, mm-hmm. but I failed because I rolled a 9.
That will not hit.
Okay. Donnie's going to try and recharge. Didn't work. He wasn't going to use it anyway because all of his friends are in the way this time. But he's going to try to bite. He fails. He's going to try again. And he probably succeeds because that's a 24.
Yeah.
11 damage.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, and now do I see a diamond?
You sure do. Right at, like, pretty much right at your feet, within 5 feet of where you are.
Great. I'm super going to grab it.
You grab it, and right behind you, in the same spot that it was before, right behind where you, the main group of you is.
Okay. Pretty much where I'm frozen.
Yeah, no, Donnie, there's a lot of people in here.
I know, we're all up there.
It's clustered, yeah, you're there. There's a Gorgon here. Sure, you're in that vicinity, but right where Thea is,
okay.
The hedges move away, and an exit forms. Flint.
Should I go try and open the door, guys?
You're
it's an open maze.
We've been
pathway.
Over this.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
it's not.
Are
a door?
You right beside me?
Yeah,
I'm like right beside you. Right can beside I just you. Hand it to you?
I mean, I guess.
Can I?
Sure. Can I just steal anymore? It from her hand?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I feel like we should all go at once, but I will go. All right, I'm gonna disengage. I don't even think I've been fighting this thing, but I'm gonna disengage.
Yeah, well, you're within range, so yeah.
Gonna book it over to that opening with my diamond in my hand.
Oh, sure.
He's stealing the diamond.
So you're gonna stand like right in the entryway, like it's an open, like essentially it's just another pathway down a maze.
Yeah, but essentially I'm going to stand in the way as if there was a door there that might try to close, and I'm at the supermarket and it's not gonna be able to close because I'm in the sensor.
I like it. Anything else you're doing before we go to the next person?
I tell everyone to get the fuck over here.
Thea. How does that sound, like, in character and whatnot, Tom?
It's really, I'm just running and grumbling, so it's like, and then I'm over at the door.
And we've been with him long enough to know.
You guys got the gist of it.
We got
clearly
it.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Thea, your turn.
19.
So the stone falls away from you, and that's the end of your turn.
Yeah.
But you are right beside the entrance.
Does Flamekin's not going to turn?
Yeah, she does. It's her turn next.
Oh, okay.
Flamekin's hurls something.
Just vomit.
I was just going to say. Did she just hurl?
She literally just hurls.
Does she have a nervous tummy when she fights?
Rough night, guys. Rough night. That's going to be 5 feet away from me. So I'm just going to go stand with you, Flint, and see what happens. Okay.
Can you drag Thea over here with you?
I pull her. Does she
By
move?
What?
Her hair.
She moves, but she growls.
Oh, yeah, she's a wolf. Thaddeus' turn.
Yeah, he's just going to back away and go for the fucking door. Well, the pathway that's open.
Yeah, so he backs away and continues to go for the door. Everybody is standing roughly in the doorway.
As it becomes the Gorgon's turn, and where before, as it readied its petrifying breath, the old diamond would disappear. Flint, you look at it now, standing within this newly created maze exit. The diamond remains present.
But the Gorgon still gets a turn and tries to gore Nulara. Why did I roll your dice? Fuck.
Oh, boo.
Oh, it was bad, guys. So it was 15, a 7.
15 to hit.
Okay, doesn't hit.
And then it's Nulara's turn.
I can use, well, I probably don't even need to use this. Can I just, like, run away?
Yep, you can disengage and run.
Okay, that's what I am going to do. Donnie's going to come with me.
All right, so both of you disengage and run towards the group that is standing in the exit. And as you continue down the path, you turn and see that the Gorgon stops at the passageway that is created and kind of steps back.
And tips his hat, because he was wearing a hat that we didn't say.
Exhales a giant green plume and turns and exits into the hedges beside it. And you guys run back down this maze that is created. And after a short while, you enter back into the sundial room where the shadows are pointed still at A through H.
I see why sundials are no longer in favor.
Music in today's episode was by Kevin McLeod of incompetech.filmmusic.io.
I mean, sorry about your cat, but
Jesus. It's gotten dark in a hurry.
I
wish you hadn't said that. I didn't like it at all.
I think you should probably cut that part out. Someone's going to be like, out. How did you know my cat died?
Oh.
And then we don't need dead cat stuff happening. No,
well, maybe it's something more innocent, like they had to switch the cat from wet food to dry food. We're just sorry about it.
Yeah, because the cat's not happy about
it.
That's what it is. However, they're probably happy because wet cat food smells disgusting.
Oh, yeah, it does not smell good.
Confirmed.
It doesn't smell good. Not just you doing them over and over and over again.
Just kind of how we do this joke over and over and over again.
Yeah,
we do. I know.
Apologies.
It's been a while.
We'll brainstorm better jokes. Yeah. No, we won't.
No, we won't brainstorm better jokes.
Not a chance.
We'll stumble upon one and then hold on to it forever.
Forever.
Correct.
Gorgon charges out. Charges.
Charges.
Gorgon charges.
Charges right at you.
If I die this round, does that mean I don't have to play the rest of this game?
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
I think I'm getting something.
Why are you recording?
For science.
Did you hear that?
We're a little off schedule. Maybe it's the aliens.
I'm studying electromagnetic phenomena and anomalies.
I don't think losing people is scary. I just don't want to do it anymore.
Just together we need.
Radio check, who's this?
I didn't do it!
You never do anything!
We should still be secure.
Are you safe?
The walkies again.
Who are you?
comfort.
I am not doing it on purpose.
You can't bullshit.
I am not doing it on purpose.
Stop. Stop.
Oh, God. I don't like this. I don't like this.
What the hell was that?
I'm not supposed to know that. We're supposed to be innocent.
I feel an ending coming.
Oracle, a sci-fi anthology podcast set in the not-so-distant future. Season 2, Transmission, available in bi-monthly episode releases starting July 1st, 2023. Or listen now to Season 1, Iris, wherever you get your podcasts.